Hello, we're reading the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah from Bala Sulam. We're in item 79. Our topic is the raising of man and the emergence of Gadlut of Nikudim.
It's a very important topic because it really already belongs to our work. And what we need now with you is to understand what the second restriction is. We talked about it many times. I think in somewhat we understand it, but still we're going to have to deal with it again. Because this is actually our life, and this is our work, that we're talking about the part of Malchut that from the lack of forces is incorporated with Bina in a different way it was before. Before, in the desires of Galgalta Absag, these desires of Galgalta,
Arba.
Four. Ab is four on three. Sag is three on two. The word of Nikudim comes out on two one. Two, one. It's Nekudot of Sag is two. So I drew Nekudot the Sag here, so it was right. So this is two. Then after they are mixed with Nehi of Galgalta and receive the second restriction, when Malchut ascends to Bina, and in this place, the Parsa becomes,
Parsa.
And then above we have the vessels of Galgalta and Naim, and below the vessels of the Achab. Meaning in the vessels of Galgalta and Naim we can receive in order to bestow. Bestowing in order to bestow doesn't matter what. There's vessels of bestow here. It's the qualities of Bina. The qualities of Bina. That's why Malchut limits all the vessels, ascends to the degree of Bina. In these vessels, as we drew, the upper light can expand until the Parsa. The ascending of Malchut from Nekudot Desag to Bina of Nekudot Desag, it's called the second restriction.
Tzimtzum Bet,
second restriction. And what else do I need to say here? I don't know. Try and ask me if there's something that I forgot about. Now we're learning that after Malchut ascended to Bina, here it was 3-2, here in Nekudot of Sag, when they are refining themselves, so it's 2-on-2, meaning only the degree of Bina. This pure Bina has come beneath the Tabu and mixed Bina in Malchut. And here, Malchut influences Bina. That's why the second restriction took place here. That's it. That until the Parsa, until the place of Keter Chochma Bina, Chesed Gvoa and the top third of Tiferet. Here, Keter Chochma Bina, Chesed Gvoa and the top third of Tiferet. This is above the Parsa. And two thirds of Tiferet. Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. That's below the Parsa. So the whole top part is called the world of Atzilut.
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 Ve'limata.
And below, it's the world of Bria.
Bria, Ulama
Bria, Yetzira, these three.
Yetzira.
Yetzira.
Ve'malchut ze Asiya.
And Malchut is Asiya.
Asiya.
So we have a place for the four worlds. Above it's the world of Adam Kadmon. What happens here? Where Bina can be in control, Bina is the force of bestowal, it can afterwards, the upper light can expand there and fill these vessels. Because Bina fills them and makes them able to receive the lights in order to bestow. Where Bina cannot fill these lights, can't control them, so the upper light can come and fill them in order to bestow. And then these vessels are restricted, meaning there's a limitation. A force that comes from above that limits them, stops them, and in such a way, they don't receive the light. If they will, it'll be in order to receive. That's it. Now, how do we advance onward? Because the purpose of creation is that all these vessels from the Rosh of Galgalta until the Sof will be filled with the light of Ein Sof. That is the goal. So this goal took place above the Tabu, the general Tabu, and took place afterwards in Nekudot of Sag, that Bina expanded also until the Parsa. It wasn't allowed, but she entered and filled the vessels of Malchut. This is the main Malchut. So Bina participated in Malchut by entering here. And here now, there's vessels that can receive in order to bestow from the Parsa until the Tabu. Only the vessels from the Parsa until the Malchut, they aren't able to receive, aren't able to receive in order to bestow. The vessels of reception, they're very big, hard, difficult, egoistic. So we have to learn how they get corrected. How these vessels start receiving. Actually, what is the work? The problem is how these vessels, how we can bring the qualities of Bina to them. That if the qualities of Bina will enter these vessels of Malchut, then Bina will mix with the Malchut and eventually will be able to add forces of bestowal to Malchut. And then Malchut by that can be corrected. But for now, when Bina and Malchut will mix together, so we saw We saw that by this, even though a part will be corrected, this is these Gilgal Ta'anayim, but the other part will not be corrected. It will keep being restricted, and that's the Acha part. How will we do it that also in these vessels of the Acha, it'll be possible to use them in order to bestow? First of all, these vessels of Acha are vessels of reception, just net vessels of reception. How, with them, can we make some kind of contact with Bina? How can we make some mutual connection with them? That Bina will influence the vessels of Malchut, and Malchut back will influence the vessels of Bina. That Bina will understand what's below the Parsa in Malchut, and Malchut will want to use, to connect the vessels of Bina. How can that be? Because the Parsa is such a limit that can go through it only under the condition that I get the qualities that are on the other side. Otherwise, no. So if I want to ascend above the Parsa, it's called that I'm willing and wanting and asking and demanding the vessels of Bina. To the extent that I have vessels of Bina, I can ascend upward above the Parsa. To the extent I lose the vessels of Bina, I go below the Parsa. That's it. How can we build this elevator that with it we can, first of all, from the world of Briah, from the world of Yetzirah, from the world of Asiyah, that we can raise parts of the world to receive and include them in Binah, and there they will be corrected in order to bestow, meaning desires. They will be here from the worlds of Bria Yetzira Asiya, and the intentions will be from the world of Atzilut in order to bestow. Intentions from Bina. How can we bring a desire from Malchut and an intention from Bina and combine them together? That's what we want ourselves too. That on all of my desires, no matter what kind, from 0 to 100, all my desires, I want the upper light to come. Here, this red part. And I want it to correct me in order to bestow. Here, please. I'm willing. Just here, another thing is revealed. What work I have to give in order to invite, to draw upon myself the bestowal of that upper light that will correct me, that will raise my vessels above the Parsa. Or in other words, after we perform these ascents, ascent number one, number two, number three, and we raised all the Achap above the Parsa, all of the Achap. We've raised it above the Parsa, and the vessels are here in Atzilut. Then we can do another action that all these vessels that accumulate here, and it's from all four worlds, Atzilut Briyas Yetzirasiya, all these vessels can also descend back down, meaning the Parsa will be annulled because all the vessels have ascended and corrected themselves in the Achap of rising. And then there's a Achap of descent, that all these vessels can go back to their place. And then the upper light,
Ora Elyon,
the upper light will bestow upon all the vessels until the Siyum, the end. So for here, what we have now are two actions. One is to raise or to determine the parsa. Second action is to determine the ascending of all the vessels above the parsa. This is through the 6,000 years, as we say. And the third action is to bring all the worlds of Abia to their place until the Siyum. And that's Gemara Tikkun. That's the work. The work to raise the vessels above Parsa is the work of 6,000 years, and then comes Gemara Tikkun. Those are the actions that we need to learn how they need to take place. And it's all by our work. Our work is called prayer or raising man. And that's what we will now learn. Okay? I think we should read and they'll get the answers. Our friends. Read Olin, please.
Item 79. Raising man and the emergence of Gadlut of Nikudim. Now we shall explain the 10 Sefirot of Gadlut of Nikudim, which emerged on the man of the records of Zon of Ak below its Tabur. First, we must understand the matter of raising man. Thus far, we have only discussed the ascent of the screen of the Guf to the pair of Rosh of the Upper One, once it has refined.
That's what we learned in Galgata. Let's say the light expanded from Pitta to Tabu, and then refined, and Ab was born. And then refined, and Sag was born. That's what we were talking about, yeah?
There was a coupling by striking on the records incorporated in it, which elicits the level of 10 Sefirot for the purpose of the lower one. Now, however, the issue of raising main Nukvin has been initiated, for these lights which rose from below Tabur of Ak to the Rosh of Sag, which are the records of Zon of the Guf of Ak, are called raising man.
So actually what happens here? All of the vessels that can give us forces to bestow are above the Tabu. Above the Tabu, the light shines, the light of Chokhmah, the light of Chasadim, everything. That's why what we need to do is to actually, if there are no desires here, below the Tabu, to receive in order to bestow, even to bestow in order to bestow to begin with, we don't have. Because here, what expands from Galgalta expands only Malchut.
Malchut.
Malchut, only. The vessels, the big, very big vessels of reception from Tabu until the Siyum. And then when we add here the Nekudot of Sag, Nekudot of Sag Bina. So when she comes to Malchut, she starts making this place ready to be able to receive in order to bestow the upper light here. From all their participation, Bina and Malchut, they have reached the state that until the Parsa, they're able to receive in order to bestow, and below the Parsa, you can't receive in order to bestow nothing. There is no such thing, because the desires to receive are in control there. And that's why what we have to learn now is how to correct the vessels that are below the parsa. Please.
Continuing to item 80.
Yes.
Know that the origin of raising man is from Zeranpin and Binah of the 10 Sefirot of direct light that were explained above in item 5. It is explained there that Binah, which is the phase of light of Chasadim, reunited with Chochmah when she emanated the Sefira of Tiferet called phase 3 and extended from its illumination of Chochmah for Tiferet, which is Zeranpin. Zeranpin emerged primarily from the light of Chasadim of Binah and secondarily with the illumination of Chochmah. This is where the connection between Zeranpin and Binah was made. As each time the records of Zeranpin rise to Binah, Binah connects with Chochmah and extends illumination of Chochmah from it for Zeranpin.
Look what he says here. He says something very special. He says this. We have Keter, which is the desire to bestow. Chochmah, it's what it bestows. English here, Chochmah. What it bestows. Bina doesn't want to receive. Afterwards, she wants to resemble the bestower to the Keter, so she develops the vessels in Zat of Bina and builds Zeranpin. That is from the vessels of reception and from the vessels of bestow. It's comprised. Then Malchut comes that is entirely only wanting to receive. So what next,
Owen?
And this ascent of Zeranpin to Binah, which connects it to Chochmah, is always called raising man.
Meaning Zeranpin, when it also has mercy, Chasadim, from Binah, and also has a desire to receive, like in Malchut, or like in Chochmah. So Zeranpin itself wants Chochmah. It receives from Binah the light of Chasadim and feels a deficiency of the light of Chochmah. So it raises his deficiency to Binah and demands of her, like from someone who gave birth to him, a fulfillment of Chochmah, the light of Chochmah, meaning that the light will come and fill his vessels of reception, because Zeranpin uses his vessels of mercy and part of his vessels of Chochmah. It's like he's divided into half and half. Then Bina, when she receives a deficiency from Zeranpin called Man, she turns to Chochmah in order to receive Chochmah and brings it back from Chochmah to Bina, that light that Zeranpin is demanding. And what she gives back to Zeranpin is called mud. So we have man and mud. Two new things here. Man is that Zeranpin asks and performs a deficiency in Binah. And mud is what Binah brings back to Zeranpin. And in this way, they work. Next, where are you, Oren?
Without the ascent of Zeranpin to Binah, Binah is not considered Nukva to Chokhmah.
She's not lacking anything. That, but when Zeranpin turns to Binah,
he
brings her deficiency to the light of Chokhmah that he wants. So then Binah turns to Chokhmah and receives, like we said, from Chokhmah, the light of Chokhmah, that passes it on to Zeranpin. And then the Malchut, to all the souls. All the souls are in Malchut. Yeah?
Since she herself is only light of Chasadim and does not need light of
Chokhmah,
she is always considered to be back to back with Chokhmah.
Yeah, meaning they don't connect between them, Chokhmah and Bina, because they're opposite according to their nature, according to the lights, according to everything. Only when Zeranpin demands from Bina the light of Chokhmah, that she will supply it for him, so then Bina turns to Chokhmah and demands the light of Chokhmah from it. And then Chokhmah obviously happily supplies that light to Bina. For Zeranpin.
Which means that she does not want to receive from Chokhmah. Only when Zeranpin ascends to her does she become Nukva for Chokhmah once more in order to receive illumination of Chokhmah from it for Zeranpin. Thus, the ascent of Zeranpin makes her a Nukva. And this is why its ascent is called Main Nukvin, as the ascent of Zeranpin brings her face to face with Chokhmah once more. This means that she receives from him as a female from a male. Thus, we have thoroughly clarified the raising of man.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, я вот немножко не понял. Мы же говорили о том, что вообще ман — это просьба об...
Yes, dear Rav, I didn't really understand. We spoke about the fact that man is a request for correction. So, how can you ask before the shattering?
Man is a deficiency. Bina asks for the light of Chokhmah in order to build Zeranpin, gives birth to Zeranpin, fills it, raises it. That's a deficiency. Hers that rises from Bina to Chokhmah here. Afterwards, everywhere there's a deficiency in the lower one and it raises it to the upper one, it's called Man. Mei Nukbin.
Почему он просит Зеранпин свет Хохма, ведь он же находится под старым сокращением?
Why is Зеранпин asking for light of Chokhmah?
That's later on, that's not for now. But if he receives the light of Chokhmah, he'll be big, he'll grow, and be able to receive in order to bestow. And in this way, he only has the small light of Chasadim. We'll learn about it. There are many details there and states. Yibur, Yenika, Mochin, all these things, we'll learn it.
No, Piti Eser.
PT 10.
We see in the drawing that the purpose of creation, what you said, is to fulfill the vessels of Galgalta. And we see that the work of purifying the Masach, to the extent that I calculate how much I receive, I come to a state that Nekudot of Sag go below Parsa. And here the question is about the raising of the worlds. What is the mechanism that it goes from Zeranpin to Bina?
Marek, it's not to the point now. We're not learning about it. I just gave it as a general knowledge. That's it. If we are speaking about the vessels, so I just wanted to say that these vessels of Atzilut we correct in its own place, because the upper light can reach it until the Parsa. And below the Parsa, the upper light cannot reach. And then we raise these vessels one by one from the world of Bria, Yetzirah, and Atzilut, of Asiya, to the world of Atzilut. When all these vessels will be able to fill them all, it'll be 2,000. It's not our years. We'll learn later on what it means. 2,000 is from the world of Bria, 2,000 from the world of Yetzirah we raise up, then from 2,000 from Asiya we raise out, and all of it together is 6,000 years. Once we perform this work, it's called Achap of ascending, all the souls raised to the world of Atzilut, filled with the light of Chochmah, they can connect between them in order to bestow. That will all be in order to bestow to the Creator. Then from above comes a special light called the light of Gemar HaTikun, of the end of corrections. Then all the vessels also descend back to their place. Not the Achap of ascending, but the Achap of descending. And that's the 7,000. I'll even write it here. 7,000 years. That's it. This will be the 7,000. And afterwards, there's more questions about it, that all these vessels start ascending to Ein Sof. The 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th thousand. But that's already when we get there. For now, I must give a place for info. Please.
Shalom, chaverim yekarim. Anachnu kan chelik.
Hello. Hello, dear friends. We're part of the meal team here. We'd like to share with you that the upcoming meal will talk about our states in our life. And Shamati, now we're studying in all the articles we learn how these states are actually our life, only according to those same states. And that's why we're searching for stories, stories from friends about drifting away, then strengthening back again through Ervut, through dissemination, through consistency with the morning lesson, through adherence to the Rav and to the books.
So if you have a story, or you know friends who have a good story about overcoming states with all these means I'm mentioning, so please write us to the mail of boardworldkli@gmail.com. Thank you. Back to you, Oren.
Thank you. For today, our broadcast schedule is at 10 a.m. The world will be broadcasted with Michael Lightman and Spiritual States at 10:30. The topic of the session today is fate. Have a good day or night.
Of bestowal in the heart of attack, ever in the unbounded wings of love at our back.
Kan makom leashpia, din lebad kafa, ad en sof leagia, sham nimtzet ahava. El sentimiento es igual, elevamos el mal. Corazones unidos, así venceremos el mal. Corazones unidos, la conexión es real. Мир обратится в Амбу, если мы не проснемся сейчас. Мир обратится в Амбу, если мы не проснемся.
проснемся сейчас. En los tiempos del Zohar, la fe y la redención, avanzando con fuerza, un hombre con un corazón. Directivo y едины, directivo y больны, мы окрыленные светом, вечной любовью полны. Carry us to the place where we stand face to face. In eternity's moment, in our brother's embrace. In eternity's moment, in our brother's embrace.
Seven is my.